been different in this game. They've been able to get those scores in transition. They've changed their entire way of play, and we're seeing a lot more of an up-tempo, fast-paced, more exciting game from these Penguins than we saw previously.
All right, fans, as you may have heard, Alicia Flatten with the all-time scoring record tonight.
That's great, too.
Yeah, that is great.
That Penguins is fantastic.
32-26, DU on top. Foul now called against Takoy again. That's two in a row for Taki.
You know what, Stu? Speaking of the record, I'm just glad to say that in my time here at Dominican, I have seen at least two athletes who I know for sure will be Hall of Famers. Elena Mendez and Alicia Flatt.
Yeah, that's right. No question about both of
them. You don't
get
to see that often. You know, you always hear about it. You see the shrines. You see the plaques. But very few times you get to experience that. And it's good to see. And Alicia Flatten has played phenomenally throughout all her 4 years.
Out of Hayward. I remember when she got here as a freshman, Josh. Everybody's talking about Flatten. Who is this number 20? New point guard. DU's. And Flatten had a great freshman season and has continued to get better all 4 years. As you might imagine, she now holds the record. For those of you listening live, you heard it here on DU Radio. 5:09 to go, fans, in the first half. Berlinski's got it, and the Penguins are trying to call timeout, and it's as if Berlinski didn't hear the coach, but the coach was screaming, Josh, at the top of her lungs, insisting that the Penguins get the timeout. Finally, Flatten looks right over at the referee and holds up the T sign in her face. 5:03 to go. 32-26. Penguins on the night. That Alicia Flatten has taken over the all-time scoring record here at DU. It's also Faculty Appreciation Night, which is nice, here at the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters for tonight's NC2A doubleheader. Guys are scheduled to tip off at 7:30. 5:02, the clock rolls. 32-26, here we go. Berlinski's got it right side. Berlinski, three ball on the way. Berlinski deep, bounces way up. Rebound taken by Etchell. She flings it up halfway to the court. Stillwell across the middle. Back over to the left side, working the ball well. Over to Caprice Hall. She gets it back to the top of the key now. Back into the hands of Nolan. Nolan gets it. Down low to Stillwell. Stillwell heaves it in there. Back to Nolan, good. 32-28. Nolan with the deuce. 4.5 to go, fans. First half action. Berlinski's got it. Berlinski goes 360. Berlinski off the glass. Thought it was good. Didn't go. Taken down by Nolan. Nolan with the deuce a second ago, and now she's fouled by Berlinski. I think I am correct. Berlinski. That's her. I'm going to say it's her first, and in fact it is her first as it comes up on the board. Nakamura has re-entered the game in place of Bronner for now. Jessica Nolan to the line. She's out of Adelaide, Australia. The 5'11 junior is Nolan. She gets the first one to go as it rattles home. 4:19 to go. 32-29 DU. Second one on the way is deep. Is loose. Wise kick out. Flatten's got it. So by my calculations, Josh, Flatten's got the record by 3 right now. Or is it 4? It's 4.
She has it by 4, Stu. Okay. You're exactly right.
All right.
Second time. She almost lost the ball.
My second calculation. Yeah. Now after she almost muffed it away, she regained control of it, flings it over to Kimmy. Now Berlinski, right side glass, good. Oh, man. Penguins are making everything right now, Josh. Great shot there by Berlinski. 34-29, Penguins by 5, 3:50 to go. Still well. Intended on the left side for Caprice Hall. But Alicia Flatten sticks a foot out there, inadvertently kicks it out of bounds. It'll be Urban Knight's ball at the end of the timeout. With analysis, here's Josh.
Well, Stu, you know what? I am surprised by the aggressive play from Kylie Berlinski. I mean, we haven't seen her do this before this season. She's driving to the cup. She's making hard layups, drawing fouls. She's doing everything that the Penguins need to do or need the freshmen to do to step up in this game. And you know what? I am very surprised, too. This is a much different Penguins team than we saw previously against this Academy of Arts squad. and they are just playing a fantastic game right now. So it's not 100% perfect. They're not flawless, but still yet they're making all the necessary plays offensively and getting the stops they need defensively to stay ahead of this Academy of Arts squad. But don't take anything away from the Urban Knights. They are known to give some trouble to some teams, especially in the Pac West Conference. They're looking to bounce back, and Dominican needs another win. They're only got two wins in the Pac West Conference. That's Chaminade and Hilo, one in Hawaii, the other one here at home. So the Penguins are looking to notch another one in front of the home crowd. Now would be a time to do it, and Alicia Flatten would definitely love breaking the all-time scoring record as well as winning another conference game in her first season ever competing in the Pacific West Conference.
Yeah, I think it would really be some beautiful icing if we could get the win tonight on the night that Flatten breaks the record. 3:47 to go. 34-29. And the inbounds now. Penguins get the rebound. Berlinski's got it on the feed from Flatten. Right side, Berlinski layup. Too much. She was too pumped. And Caprice Hall with the rebound. That was an easy one for Berlinski. She'll see it on tape, Josh. And she'll admit that she was just too jacked. It was too easy a play. And sometimes those can bite you. Here's Stillwell. Kick out right side, Hall. Thinking about it, Stillwell. Back to the top of the key. They get it to Nolan. Nolan now drives in, kick out, left side, over to Etchell, on the way, air ball. Oh, no, out of bounds, Nakamura, and they give it back to the Urban Knights. Nakamura had a hand on it, and then it was tipped away by Hall, Josh. That didn't seem right.
Yeah, it was blatantly tipped away by Hall, but looks like the official didn't see it that way.
Apparently
they're not
letting
this game, you know, be too physical. The last game that Dominican played was much like this, well, less physical of a game, but still yet we've seen the referees let the – players get away with a little more physicality, but now they're being, you know, they've been pretty strict tonight, I see.
Flatten with the rebound. She gets it down low to Wise. Another great assist there by Alicia Flatten. Flatten was the all-time assist leader in the Cal Pack for the Penguins. And she continues her illustrious career here in the NC2A with just another tremendous feed from Flatten to Wise. Following series, Academy. Easy play. Penguins back in transition. Kick out, flat, over to Berlinski. Right side, good. 38-31. Penguins, 2.5 to go. Timeout called by the Urban Knights. Berlinski missed that easy one, but she made up for it with a couple of other big ones. Now the coach is talking to Berlinski. Berlinski's not happy with herself right now. 2:35 to go. Penguins by 7 in the first half. Josh Gomes is out tonight with the flu. I heard that Shelley Klimenko had surgery today on that torn ACL. As most Penguin fans know, Klimenko's done. The senior, Klimenko, her game over, as they say.
Well, the rumor is, don't take my word on it, but the rumor is she's trying to get a year back, Stu. She's trying to, not this year because she played too many games, but a previous year, I guess, early in her basketball career, possibly before coming to Dominican. Well, she's trying to get that year back to get another year eligibility.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, I'd love to see it. You hate to go out on an injury and to get another chance to redeem yourself and just help your team out in the second year of Pacific West Conference. We would welcome her back with open arms.
Stillwell to the top of the key as the clock resumes. Nolan throws it away. It was intended for Etchell down low, but Etchell leaned left. It went out off her right side. 38-31, 2:27 to go. And if Klimenko's listening, she's in the hospital. I don't know if she's spending the night tonight. I know the surgery was today. Wish her well and would love to see Shelly come back at some point in the future. For instance, if she took on Penguins 4+1 program, she could get her master's, maybe play as a grad student like Bronner.
That must
be what you're talking about. 2:27, the first one's good.
Well, it depends on eligibility, Stu. You only have your 4 years of eligibility, and you know what? It's a lot of rules. It's a lot of compliance.
Of course
it is. The whole, you know, when your NCAA clock starts and such. So she's just trying to get back one of the earlier years, maybe where she was unable to play due to some reason, and try to regain that so she can bounce back and play for the Penguins for another season.
Pete gets them both to fall. Now the Penguins have it on the other end. Berlinski with a steal. Now the kick by Pete. Loose ball all the way to the other end. 2:07 to go. 38-33. Taki retrieves it and throws it back in play. Tokoi off the bench for a little extra work there. Just a run over. 2:07 to go. 38-33. Penguins have committed 9 team fouls. 4 for the Urban Knights. Good crowd in the house. 38-33 DU. 2:07 to go. Alicia Flatten brings it in. Short side to Wise off the glass. Wise gets slammed.
2 seconds roll off the clock. Wise will go to the line, though.
Good foul there committed by Nolan.
That's good on-court awareness by Wise, Stu. You know that she has a hot hand. If you give her an open look, she's going to make it 9 times out of 10. You drive into the paint. You try to get a good look at the cup. It's either they have to foul you or send you to the line or stop you. So she made a good, smart decision on that. How about the basketball IQ from the Marin native? She went to Marin Catholic High School, Stu.
Wise misses the first one. Second one's on the way, and that one's nothing but swish. 39-33, DU clock rolls. Coming up on 2 minutes, and here it is. Stillwell's got it, left side across the timeline. Low dunk, attempted dunk, but then it turned into some sort of a weird low underhanded, kind of a hook shot layup by Nolan, no good. Penguins pick it up, Penguins by 6, 1:48 to go. Berlinski's got it, she goes right elbow to Baskerville. On the way, Michaela.
Oh, Baskerville knocks down a big two ball from way out there. 41-33 at about 19 feet.
Josh, as you know, the arc is at 19-9. She was just inside it. A buck and a half to go, fans. First half action. Halftime extravaganza coming up. Here's Caprice Hall. Goes three ball right side. No. Michaela with a rebound. 41-33. Timeout now called by the Penguins. 1:18 to go. And Bronner's going to enter the game for the rest of the first half in place of Alicia Flatt. Just a very quick timeout there, Josh. I guess it's a quick timeout because we didn't get any music. 18. Oh, we did get music. It's just the start of a song. 41-33. Everybody's off to our left, occupying the southern end of the court. Penguins bring the ball in with just a single defender in the backcourt. That's Stillwell. Up against Bronner, goes between the legs. Looking for Nakamura. Nakamura's got Hall on her. Uh-oh. Loose ball. Wise down low. Michaela. Quick look off the give and go. No. Left side. She didn't have time to look at it. 1 minute remaining in the half. 41-33. Penguins with a pretty good showing in the first half here, Josh. I like the way this thing's unfolding. 49 seconds. Now Hall. Hall with a foot fake. Back over to Stillwell. 45 seconds. 12 on the shot. Here's the long one by Frazier, no good. Penguins down with it. Here's Bronner, 30 seconds to go. Michaela's got it. He's it to the top. Tammy, foot fake, left side on the way. Dribbler, oh, just missed it with the finger roll. Whistle, 27 seconds. Penguin ball, 41-33. Dees will have it on the short side, right under the bucket. Right under the bucket, fans. Here's Michaela. She's got it. She's got 5 seconds to work with. She heaves it to the midcourt. Bronner's got it. Shot clock is off. 20 seconds to go. Penguins want to get this last shot off, Josh. See if they can get the last points in here. Here's Bronner. Bronner now between the circles, 12. Bronner's got Stillwell on her, 10. Now she goes left. Now she fakes right. Now she goes left. Wise on the way, 5. Wise short. Baskerville comes down with a rebound. Whistle. 3.9 seconds to go in the half. And we'll see whose ball it's going to be. It's going to be Penguin ball. 4 seconds. Josh, Penguins have plenty of time to work with. 4 seconds. All you need is 1.5 if you make the play work. 3, inbounds to Baskerville. 2, on the way. Turnaround jumper. Baskerville knocks down the 2-ball to end the half, Josh. 43-33. The Penguins will go to the clubhouse with a 10-point lead, finishing the half in style. On this night, February 18th, 2010, Faculty Appreciation Night, Academy of Art in the house, and the night that Alicia Flatten breaks the all-time scoring record here at the Conlin Center. She did it at home, a record that stood for 15 years, Josh, and Flatten does it tonight. The all-time leading scorer in women's basketball at Dominican University of California. A monumental night. Penguin cheerleaders in the house. 15 minutes to go in the halftime. Josh will be back in about 8 minutes with our halftime extravaganza. Please stay with us worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
Now coming back to the mic is none other than the voice of the Penguins for the past decade, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. Here we go, fans. 43-33, Penguins. The end of the halftime. We had a little late stat sheet coming up. So Josh will be bringing you the stats as the second half rolls. Thank you to the people at the scoring table. Got it. Looks like it's 6:31 p.m., fans in California and the good old U.S. of A on the West Coast, for those of you listening abroad. And I can see there are several thousand people listening outside of the country right now as we are looking at the live statistics coming in, as we are broadcasting on the internet and all kinds of information available to us. Here we go. Penguin ball on the right side. Bronner drives in, takes it down low, gets it from the low side to Caprice Hall. Hall can't get the hand in the way. And the Penguins heave it up there. Out of bounds now off of Hall. 19 and a half to go, fans. Inbounds, quickly, flattened, gets it to Shauna Bryant. Bryant can't get it to fall. Jasmine English with the rebound. Penguins attacking the northern hoop this half. Both teams switch sides, as is usually the case. Madeline Houston now drifts around. She gets it over to Pete's. Pete's drives in right side up against Bryant. Can't get it to fall. With the put back, though, for two is Jasmine English. English is 6'1", junior out of Los Angeles. Towers over everybody else out there. 43-35, Penguins, 19 minutes to go. Wise has got it at the top of the key, way up there. She's in three-point land. Now she settles down, drives in. Bryant, air ball, gets a hand in the face by Pete's, and no foul is called. Bryant got a finger in the mug there. It looked like in her left eye, and she wasn't even close to the bucket. And that was Pete's left hand or right hand into Shauna's left eye. No whistle, though. Out of bounds, though, off of one of the academies. Penguin ball. Bryant's got it now. Gets away from her for a second. Pete's runs up on her. Now she drives baseline off the side of the backboard. Bryant, now the whistle, finally.
I'm telling you, Stu, I've never seen a player work that hard to get a foul. Shauna Bryant was just begging for an opportunity for the refs to say, come on now, they're fouling me, they're fouling me. You're going to call it, you're going to call it. Finally, she gets to the line for the Penguins. And Shauna Bryant has shown great play tonight. She almost had a steal earlier in the first half. And right now she's performing pretty well for the Penguins.
Bryant misses the first one as Josh goes to the stat sheet.
Yep, in the first half, the Penguins were 75% from the charity stripes, Stu, so that's definitely great. We love to see great free throw shooting. The Penguins right now are not the best free throw shooting team in the Pacific West Conference. An improvement is really needed, and they have improved on that performance tonight.
44-35 as Bryant cans the second one, and now a giveaway from Academy. Penguins pick it up. Off ball. Foul is called on English. Jasmine English, the 6'1", picks up her second, 18 and a half. Two team fouls committed by the Urban Knights in the second half. Bryant's got it. Turnaround jumper, Bryant, too much glass. Bryant was getting worked to death by Pete's there. Pete's is tough on the D. Bryant had no chance. Penguins by 9, 18 minutes to go. Kick out outside Hall, thinking about it. Hall now goes top of the key over to English. English gets it to fall, and she'll go to the line. Play there by English to get it to go. English is a real force here, Josh, for Academy. She was tough in the first half, and she's coming out swinging in the second half. Let's go to the line.
I'm telling you one thing, Stu. Melissa Wise, better start being more careful with the way she's fouling people. Right now she has three fouls against her, and we've seen her foul here before, and the Penguins cannot afford to have that, especially missing Raquel Gomes and Kelsey Janish for this game. You need Melissa Wise to stay foul-free and play smarter basketball. But
Larmanco's out also for the rest of the season. Penguins have it now. Three ball on the way. Back and forth goes Alicia Flatten. No. Rebound Bryant. Top of the key, Bronner. 17:40 to go. Bronner drives in right side, up and under. Oh, very athletic scissor legs, no. Taken down by Pete's. Pete's rips it out of midair. Oh, I thought Pete's. How do they not call that, Josh? 44-38, 17 and a half. I thought Pete's walked with it. Oh, there's a big high dribble, and they don't call that either. Penguins with a rebound now after the shot by Madeline Houston is short from the right side. Bronner brings it up right side. Right in front of the broadcasting area now.
Alicia Flatten, the all-time scoring leader for the Penguins, established that record tonight. And she's blasted right through the ceiling. She goes off the backboard. No, left side.
Penguins need to do a better job of improving, Stu, on finishing at the basket. That is one place they have struggled tonight, is not finishing when they get those good looks at the basket, Stu.
Out of the game for Academy, Caprizov and Pete's back out. Back in, Etchell. Nolan, 16:50 to go. Bronner, jumper, top of the key. Oh, missed it right just a little bit. Rebound, Houston. Brings it up, Houston. 3-on-1 in the backcourt. Oh, Houston almost ran into trouble there. Good bit of ball control by Madeline Houston. Now she heaves it in. Down low, intended for Nolan, foul. See who that foul is committed by. 16:39 to go, fans. 44-38 Penguins as Taki Tokoi gets ready to re-enter. Berlinski in. Kimi Nakamura back in there. Bronner to the bench. 44-38, 16:39 to go when we resume. Academy's got the ball on the short side. Quick up and in. Two ball, Nolan, good. Jessica Nolan from the right side at about 8.5. Buries a nice deuce. Behind the back goes Berlinski. Wise with a screen. Berlinski long two ball, no. Wise gets a rebound into the hands of Taki. Kimi on the way. Three ball, yes. Nakamura. When she gets hot, Josh, Nakamura can start raining. 47-40 coming up on 16, fans. Here's Stillwell. She's got it. Stillwell is wreaking havoc on the Penguins in the first half. Josh, how did Stillwell do point-wise in the first half as we have a quick timeout?
Looks like Stillwell in the first half. She was only 1-for-4 from the floor, Stu. She had a total of about 2 points in the first half. So, right. Sandra Stillwell,
well, she just
quietly
just
but surely
up.
Is doing work. Sometimes the stat sheet, Stu, isn't exactly reminiscent of how you're playing on the court. You know, it doesn't say anything about hustle. It doesn't say anything about heart on the stat sheet, but she's playing with a lot of hustle and a lot of heart for the Urban Knights right now.
You're not kidding. Stillwell got a ton of airtime in the first half. It's because she stirs it up like crazy. 47-40. Back to the line now is Nolan. Nolan with a deep knee bend. Lets it fly. No. Short. And then it kicked left. 47-40. 16:01 to go. Second one for Nolan. The foul was committed by the Penguins. Alicia Flatt. 47-41. Penguins have got it now. Off attacking the northern bucket. Off to our right. Berlinski drifts around. Top of the key between the circles. She's being guarded very closely by Etchell. She kicks off to Flatten. Flatten's out there with a good foot fake. Flatten drives in from the right side. Holy cow, how did Flatten get that one to go? The ball from the right side came off the left hand of Flatten, and it was very flat. No pun intended, but the ball was very flat. There was, like, no arc on it whatsoever, Josh. Somehow it finds the bottom. That's Flatten for you. Vintage Flatten on the night she busts through the ceiling of the all-time scoring record. And a timeout, 49-41, 15:34 to go. Here's Josh.
Well, it seemed on that one, Stu, Alicia Flatten was just trying to get up and seemed to draw the foul and toss the ball up in the hopes of getting to the line. But, hey, it paid off for her, and we'll take those every time we can get them. But the Penguins right now, they haven't come out as on fire as they did in the first half, but still yet they're keeping Academy of Art behind them. 49-41, they're playing smart. One thing I say they should limit, Stu, is sending the Academy yard to the line. You don't want to start fouling as much. You got guys in foul trouble, or players in foul trouble, I should say, with Melissa Wise, who you definitely do not want her to foul this game. And best believe that the Urban Knights do know how many fouls she has, and they're going to try to get her to commit as many as possible. And Dominican can improve on the board, Stu. I would like to see them rebound and get a little more offensive rebounds off the board, off the offensive and defensive boards, Stu. Right now, looks like they're being out-rebounded by Academy of Art a little bit in the first half, but they've come back in the second half, and they're trying to improve on that. But from the floor, Dominican A, they're shooting 52%. You can't argue with it.
It's respectable.
It is very respectable.
Penguins on the inbounds. Here we go, fans. 15.5 to go in this one. Penguins by 8. Alicia's got it in the backcourt. She heaves it to Wise, but getting in the way of it was Lorraine Etchell.
Not a good play there by Flatten, who's usually spot on with her passing. It's been all Flatten all night tonight. What a great night she's had. Flatten on defense now, trying to get the ball away from Madeline Houston. Oh, Houston runs into Kylie Berlinski, who steals it away. Great play there by Berlinski. Penguins up by 8, 15 minutes to go. Berlinski's got it. She looks over the coach. 20 on the shot clock, 14:55 overhead. Alicia, left side. 17 now, Kimmy. 15, Alicia. Top of the key, three ball on the way. Missed it way short. Etcher with a rebound. Quick transition. They get it up to Houston with the jumper. Oh, in and out. Berlinski almost lets it get away. Wise gets wrapped up with Stillwell. But Wise is in there. Wise is tough. Foul is called against Stillwell. Penguins will take that one as Wise got wrapped up under the bucket. Penguin ball. Stillwell picks up the foul. Wise does a good job of getting wrapped up, drawing the foul, and then getting away from the trouble. I'll tell you what, you don't want to run into Wise. Wise is bigger than Stillwell. So Stillwell picks up the foul. Now we're back underway, 14 and a half. Now the Penguins throw it away again. Nakamura intended for Flatten. Now Berlinski steals it. Berlinski brings it up. Berlinski two on two. Over to Flatten. Flatten's going to wisely slow things down. That was a no-win situation there. It was two on two. But Academy had all the angles, 49-41. Here's Taki straight away. On the way to Kiver two. And that's huge to put the Penguins back up and get the Mo back. 51-41, 14 minutes to go. In the second half, here's Stillwell. Stillwell, the 5'5 senior out of Reading, is a point guard. As Josh mentioned, just 2 points in the first half. 1 for 4 for Stillwell. Oh, she throws it away. Intended for Nolan. Stillwell really got a lot of minutes on the air as the Penguins work it down low in the first half. Nakamura on the way. Three ball. Oh, missed it. Kylie, just short. Kimmy, check it. Kimmy missed it. I called her Kylie there. I was very excited, Josh. It was a nice-looking play. Good arc on it. We had a perfect angle here in the Opulence broadcasting area, and she just missed a little bit short. It spit out. 13 and a half to go. Penguins by 10, fans.
Well, speaking of Kimmy and Kylie, Stu, the Penguins lead the Pac West in shots taken and made beyond the arc. So you got to say, we have a lot of lights-out shooters on this Penguins team. And I'm pretty excited for the future here in the Pacific West Conference. You have three, four freshmen coming back who are starters on this squad or who are getting lots of playing time, lots of burn for the Penguins. And you know what? Having them all back next year, Coach Chambers definitely has to be happy about that.
Stillwell throws it out of bounds, and the Penguins get it on the unforced turnover. Penguins by 10. Last time these two teams met at Kezar, Penguins lost the game by 20 points. Up court, Berlinski, Flatten, guards the ball, calls a timeout. Penguins by 10. Coming up on 13 minutes, fans, a timeout as the Conlin Center is loaded with tons and tons of fans on this faculty appreciation night. A lot of teachers in the house. Lots and lots of students are here. Now, this is one of the first games we've come back where the classes have been back in session, Josh. So it's nice to see a lot of DU students here checking it out. 13:14 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu.
No doubt, Stu. This is a hot weekend here at Dominican University. A lot of events going on. Tonight they have Rock and Bowl. You can buy your tickets for, I believe, 10 or 15 here, and you can go bowl tonight all night long with the Penguins and all the fans and student-athletes and students and everybody. Just, it's an all-out Dominican fun zone this weekend. Also, tomorrow night, the Pajama Jam Dance in Guzman Lecture Hall. They're having a big old dance to old-fashioned college pajama jam. It's a classic.
Oh, yeah.
And they're bringing it here to Dominican. You got to love it.
I know you'll be there.
Yes, sir.
Urban Knights, Jessica Nolan, and Verity Peets are named to the PacWest Top 10 Honor Roll this week. Shout out to those ladies. End of the timeout has come, 13:14. And the clock rolls. Penguins by 10. Josh, if they can hold on, this would be gigantic. Not just because of Flatten's monumental scoring tonight. And there is Berlinski, left wing, after the Penguins work it, outside, inside, outside. Berlinski, three ball, 54-41, Kylie.
She can make it rain whenever she wants it to, Stu.
Stillwell, outside, kick out, on the way by Brittany Kikuchi.
She was way out there at 21.5. Kikuchi in and out. Goes out of bounds off of one of the Penguins. Kikuchi will bring the ball in. Kikuchi throws it down low. She gets it into Nolan. Now back out to Kikuchi. Kikuchi now flips it back inside to Nolan, trying to work that low corner on the left post. And one of the Penguins wrapped her up. And that is Taki Tokoi's fourth foul, Josh. So I give props to Tokoi for playing aggressive ball, but I'd hate to see her get ripped or foul out. And she does get yanked, 12.5, Wise out. Baskerville back in there. Kimmy, Kylie, Alicia, and Bryant. Now Jessica Nolan fires a two ball on the quick inbounds under the bucket. 12:20 to go. 54-43 Penguins. Penguins need to continue scoring. Matching baskets is fine at this point. Up by 11 with 12:12 to go. Bryant, Baskerville on the way. Baskerville missed it left, loose ball. Rebound by Nolan. Nolan to Stillwell. Left side, Stillwell can't do anything with it. Good job by the Penguins there, forcing the issue. It was one-on-one, and the Penguins had the better angle. Penguins with big-time defense forces the issue, and a walk is called against Academy. Timeout now has been called by the referees. Media timeout. And with media information, here is our very own junior broadcasting sensation on the radio home of the Penguins, Josh Johnson.
Now, here are your updates of stats from the first half. We were unable to bring them to you during halftime, so we're going to get them to you now. We always start with the visiting team. That is the Academy of Art Urban Knights. They shot about 50% from the floor. They were 0 for 2 from beyond the arc and 75% from the charity stripe. So, from the line, they're doing pretty good. The Penguins are going to have to do a better job of keeping them off the free throw line. Also, the Penguins, they are shooting 52.8. from the floor, 33 from beyond the arc, and 75 from the line. So the Lady Penguins, the numbers are pretty even right here between the Urban Knights and the Lady Penguins. Leading the Penguins with total points in the first half were Michaela Baskerville and Alicia Flatten. Michaela had 12, Alicia Flatten had 10. And leading the Urban Knights in the first half were Lorraine Etchell and Jessica Nolan. With both had, well, actually, Etchell had 12 points. Nolan had 11. So right now, Stu, the Penguins are doing their best to hustle and stay ahead, and they're doing a good job of it, 54-43, and the Urban Knights are trying to climb back in this one. It's a great game. If you're not here, I don't know where you are, but you need to be here in the beautiful Conlin Center with us, only on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, thank you, Josh. It was 10 points at the half, fans. It's 11 now with 11:51 to go, and the clock rolls. Berlinski brings it up against Stillwell, slowly, methodically. Berlinski left side on the way, deep. Goes three ball, can't handle it. Nolan. Nolan now out of bounds off of Nolan's foot. Oh, no, they give it back to the Urban Knights. It came out very clearly off of Nolan's foot. Nolan even looked up as if to say, oh, darn it. I didn't mean to do that. It goes out of bounds. They give it back to the Urban Knights. Now Nolan on the inbounds, being guarded by Baskerville. Baskerville playing some heavy D. I like it. Head fake. Etchell thinking about it. Gets wrapped up with Kylie. Jump ball. They're going to give it back to the Urban Knights. Boy, the ball's going the way of the Knights all over the place. The ball goes into the backcourt, and Brianna Chambers came up with it. Chambers then almost threw it away, Josh, but it doesn't count if Chambers throws it away. 54-43, bounced off the scoring table and went right back over to the referee. Stillwell, three ball, on the way left side. Uh-oh, Stillwell knocks it down. Oh, no. This one goes length of the court. Berlinski, it went right between Baskerville and Bronner. Neither Baskerville nor Bronner reached for it, and it went right into the hands of the Penguin bench. Stillwell's got it. She brings it up on the right side. Drifts way out there, kicked back over to Etchell. Etchell into the left corner, now down low, stolen away by Bryant, whistle. Bryant got in the way of it, Josh, good D, whistle though. Not that good, very nearly good.
Well, I'm very sure Coach Chambers will take that one. Shauna Bryant had a good look at the ball, went straight for it, got a little bit of skin on that one, and they're gonna go ahead and send the Urban Knight to the line. But good play by Shauna Bryant though. Heads up defense is what the Penguins have needed to improve on throughout the season. They have improved on it.
Free throw by Verity Peets goes down. Melissa Wise re-enters in place of Bryant, who's picked up her fourth. Kimmy out. And Alicia Flatten back in there. 54-47, 11:08 to go. Second one by Peets, good. Urban Knights hanging tough, 54-48. It's going to come right down to it. No doubt about it. Oh, brother. Wise slams into Kikuchi. Kikuchi almost went down, but she pops right back up. She's okay. Penguins have got it now. In the right corner is Berlinski. She's got Stillwell. Stillwell's bounding all over the place. Stillwell's got a ton of energy still. Played almost every minute so far. Baskerville goes up. Stillwell gets a hand on it. Goes out of bounds off of Stillwell. Baskerville came up off of her feet. Blocked out of bounds, though, by Stillwell. Penguin ball short side. 10:46 to go. Penguins by six. It was 11 a minute ago. Inbounds. Penguins work at Bronner. Bronner takes it the distance. Bronner up in. Bronner two. Good play there by the grad student Bronner. 56-48, 10.5 to go.
You know, one thing, Sue, we haven't seen Academy of Art contest too many shots from the Penguins, and the Penguins have gotten wide open looks at the cup. They haven't gone up with them. They haven't tried to make a play on the ball, and that's one thing that the Academy is going to have to improve on if they want to get back in this game. They're going to have to prove their defense, be a little more tenacious, and try to get after the ball a little more. But the Penguins at the same end cannot send another Urban Knight to the line. Free throws will kill you, especially if the other team keeps sinking them, Stu. And they're shot 75% from the line.
Yeah, it's going up all the time as Peets just went to the line after the foul by Melissa Wise. Wise has four. Shauna Bryan has four. Oh, brother, and that one goes. So Peets makes another pair, 56-50. 56-50, Penguins have the ball. Here's Bronner. Penguins have three with four fouls. Taki is the other one. I knew there was one more. Bronner now gets heaved out of bounds, and Baskerville answers. 5-on-4. Penguins get it to go. 58-50, Penguins. 10:05 to go, fans. That is the end of the third quarter. Penguins must hold on. An 8-point advantage for the mighty DUs. Penguins have it now on defense. Check it. They are on defense. And a walk called on Verity Peets. That's what the DUs needed right now. They needed to put out a little bit of that momentum fire that Academy of Art was beginning to build. 58-50. Inside of 10. Bronner brings it up now between the circles. She's across the timeline. Etchell's on her. Etchell walks with her. Three ball. Flatten. In. Out. Oh, it didn't. It wanted to fall in, but it didn't. Berlinski with a rebound. Offensively, nice. Bronner's got it now. Reaching in on Bronner is Etchell. Bronner, right wing. Down low. Stillwell gets in the way of Berlinski, and a foul called against Stillwell, I believe, yes. And that's a hold on Stillwell. She held Berlinski, and the Penguins will get the ball on the short side. 18 fouls committed by the DUs. 5 committed by Academy. The Urban Knights. Academy of Art University in the house. 9:23 inbounds. Bronner, head fake. Bronner, top of the key. Bronner's got Etchell again. Right side to Alicia. Now to Berlinski. Back out, Michaela. 20 on the shot. 9-11 overhead. Baskerville Wise. On the way, Wise. Three ball, Wise. No. Long rebound after it comes off the iron. Pulled down by Nolan. She didn't even have to jump for it. It kicked way out. Nobody was around it. 9 minutes to go. 58-50. Whistle. Off ball. Called against the Knights. It might be on Etchell. Elbow. Lindsay Yamasaki, the head coach of Academy of Art, is very demonstrative, showing the referee what it is she did and what she's allowed to do. Yamasaki's not happy. Very unhappy. No question about it. If body language is any indication. 58-50. And now a whistle off ball. They're going to give it back to the DUs. Foul off ball is called on Kikuchi. Kikuchi, the 5'6 senior out of Monterey Park. And all of a sudden, Josh, Urban Knights are racking them up. Penguins have 18 fouls, 7 against the Knights. The difference here is on this foul by Kikuchi, Berlinski goes to the line, and she missed it. And the foul, rebound is by Etchell. Foul on the Knights is their seventh. Now they work it down low. Good play there to Nolan, who gets a deuce. Check it, that was to Pete's. Pete's worked it. 58-52, Penguins by six. 8.5, Bronner, Berlinski. Midway, Berlinski, long shot, nothing. Oh, brother, Kikuchi slams into Berlinski. Both ladies fall. Josh, that looked like a mighty Sequoia Sempervirens being felled 1,000 years old.
It was quite the collision.
It really was. It was not only the big collision, but then it was the big fall. Both ladies holding the ball, and bang, the floor shook. The earth moved. 58-52, Penguin ball. Inbound sideline. Bronner. I got to give it up to both of those ladies. Neither one of them put their hand out. And, oh, and a very athletic move of the scissor legs by Bronner. She looks over the ref. She wants a foul, doesn't get it. Stillwell, no look pass. Down low, Nolan, good. 58-54. Now the Penguins better start working. 58-54. Coach Yamasaki, the smile there. Hands go back behind her back. Coach Chambers, she's down on her knees, as usual. As most of the game, she likes to, prefers to view the action from down low. She's even lower there, Josh, in that squat than if she were sitting on a chair on the bench. She just assumes that athletic bent knee pose. Very intense is Chambers. There's a media timeout. 7:40 to go. 58-54, Penguins, here's Josh.
Well, the Penguins are going to have to do a better job of getting inside the paint and trying to score closer to the bucket as they did in the first half. Academy Var has done a good job just adjusting to that and keeping the Penguins from getting on the board so easily, especially with the points scored in the paint. They are using their size down low against the Penguins. But the same thing on Dominican side. They have to tighten up their defense, stop letting Academy Var get to the line, watch the fouls, and be very, very careful on the defensive end because they're climbing back in this one. They're only 4 points out of it, Stu, and just as we can expect, it's always a good game here in the Collins Center. All throughout the entire season, the Pacific West has given us nothing but nail biters, and I would not be surprised to see another one here tonight.
Yeah, well, it's working. It's looking a lot like that as we've worked our way now to 58-54, 7:40 to go. It's already a nail biter, and it's only, I don't know if we have enough nails. This is this one's going to come right down to it, Josh. 58-54, fans, both teams with 8 fouls, a double bonus. Could be a part of the determining factors, as the case may be. In there for the Penguins is Michaela Baskerville to the line at the end of the timeout. She'll get the ball, number 24, Baskerville. A great D on the way, missed it deep. Penguins, this is no time to start missing the freebies. Josh?
When the game
before
gets
you
close,
say
you
anything.
Gotta make them. Yeah, have to make them. Those are crucial, Stu.
What's worse is the Urban Knights get the rebound, and they work it down low. Etchell with a very athletic move, busting in from the left baseline. Can't get it to fall. Penguins by four, and the DUs get it after Taki with a rebound. Takoy's got it down low. She gets it to Alicia, softly, flattened. Oh, it just rolled across the front of the rim. I thought it was going to go. Even Flatten was smiling. Rebound. Urban Knights, Etchell, left side, Stillwell, thinking about it, three ball, on the way, oh no! Stillwell cans the big tray ball, top of the key, 58-57. Penguins were up by 11, now it's 1. DU's better get on it, Josh. Here's Michaela, uh-oh, down low, Baskerville, ooh, Baskerville gets wrapped up with Pete's. And Pete's really sent old Michaela flying there to the floor, but they were just really fighting for the ball. That's a jump ball, and it's going to go the way of Academy. 6:41 to go. Penguins by one. Penguins are on defense. Academy ball. Takoy in the backcourt, full court pressure. Stillwell to accept the inbounds from Nolan. Nolan throws it in. 58-57, clock roll, 6.5. Top of the key, Academy's so tough coming down the stretch.
Penguins were up by 10 at the half. 11 at the end of three quarters. Now it's one. Turn around softly. No good for Academy as Nolan couldn't get it to fall. She had a good look at it. Wise with a rebound. Now Nolan steals it back away on an errant toss by Nakamura. Intended for Takoy under the bucket. Penguins back on defense. Penguins up by only one. Ashley Frazier's got it out there. She hits up over to Houston. Houston now dribbles top of the key to Stillwell. Stillwell, bump, foot fake. Pete's two ball from top of the key, good. And for the first time in a long time, the Penguins trail, 59-58. Now Berlinski's got it. Penguins need to regroup. Penguins have not been able to answer. It's been, it's pretty much been an 11-0 run. Berlinski right side, Taki three ball, deep. Frazier rebound. 5.5 to go, Josh. Here's Stillwell. Top of the key. Stillwell again for three. Deep. Down with it, Berlinski. Good play there by Kylie. Penguins needed that. They needed the miss, and they needed the good rebound by Berlinski, and that's what they got. Left side now. Foot fake. Alicia. Softly flattened. Two ball. 60-59 Penguins. Stillwell. Boy, if you want somebody to break another team's momentum, get it to flatten. Now giving it away. Penguins have it after it was just handed to him by Jessica Nolan. Nolan's been so tough on the Penguins. Flatten's got it now on the left wing. Flatten with a big two ball a minute ago. Three ball from Flatten, 24 feet. Holy cow! Flatten buries one from between the circles.
When she's feeling it, she can't miss, Stu. That's why she's the all-time leading scorer. She has the hot hand. And when she's hot, she's on fire.
63-59 Penguins after Flatten just brought the Penguins out of the doldrums. Those last 5 points from Alicia have been gigantic, not just in number. So much more. Pete's on the way. Missed it. Kylie, another rebound. All of a sudden, the momentum's gone the way of the Penguins. Here's a long one to Wise. In stride, Wise gets hammered by Pete's under the bucket. Oh, Wise was right there. Just the way Chambers set it up. Wise in stride, gets the feed from the other end of the court, but Pete's is so big, Pete's just stuffed an arm in there and puts Wise back on the line. That's a ninth team foul, though, committed by the Urban Knights. So it's 6-1, half a dozen of another. Of the other. Or another. Here's Wise on the way. Oh, yeah. And that's what the DU's needed.
In close games, too, when games get close like these, everything comes into play. Everything. The inbound, the shots you make, the shots you choose to make, how your shooter's going to spot up when it comes down to that, too, also. The most important thing.
Wise on the way now for her second of two. The first one is good, and this one's good. And it turns out that the foul did not hurt the Penguins in any way, shape, or form. In fact, it helped them as Wise comes through big-time clutch deuce. 4:09 to go. The clock rolls.
And that is key, making those shots from the charity
strike. That's large. Nine fouls now committed by the Urban Knights. Eight committed by the Penguins. Left side. Here's Etchell. Missed it. Put back. Jessica Nolan. Good. The Penguins weren't even close to picking up the rebound there. 65-61 to use. 3:50. Bringing it up, Penguins. Berlinski. She hands it off to Alicia. 20 on the shot clock. 3:43 to go, fans. Alicia's got it. Uh-oh. She flings it across to Taki. I thought it was intended for Brian. Brian wasn't looking. But Takoy got in the way of it. Here's Berlinski now. Back to the top of the key. 8, 7, 6, 5. 360 spin move. 3, 2. Brian on the way. Missed it by a mile. That Brian under the hoop. It's a little too excited. Right under the hoop. Josh, and she threw it as if she was shooting a 12-footer. She was only 3 feet away. So much glass. 3:13 to go. Here's Etchell again, top of the key. Pete's thinking about it. Jumper, right elbow, good. 65-63.
When teams are playing this good a defense, Stu, and you know the shot clock is winding down on you, as a player, you got to get that mental clock in your head that gives you the time you know you have to shoot. You just can't rush shots because that will wind up just having you taking a bunch of bad looks at the rim, and it's not going to help your team.
Oh, no, Berlinski. Oh, Berlinski from the right elbow. Follows it up, gets her own rebound after the miss, and then buries it.
And the true freshman has been all hustle tonight. Kylie has been all over the place, hustling, scoring points, getting rebounds, grabbing steals. She is showing out here in front of the home crowd.
67-63 fans, 2.5 to go, 2:37 to be exact, and another foul committed by Berlinski. So now it's 9-9 on the foul game. 2:37 to go, 67-63, but the ball at the end of this timeout will be in the hands of the Urban Knights. Live NC2A basketball radio. .dominican.edu. Are you good? Here's Josh.
Well, it's going to be a close one, Stu, as we see. Only 67-63. The Penguins are going to have to stay on top of their P's and Q's and keep hustling and keep playing the way they've been playing. I am very, very happy about the play that we have gotten. Kylie Berlinski, Kimi Nakamura, Michaela Bassaville, Alicia Flatten, everyone showing up. It's the full team effort, Stu, and that's what it's going to take. In the Pacific West, you know what, we don't have as much experience as a lot of these other teams, maybe except Academy of Art, and we don't have, you know, some of the, I guess, we haven't recruited classes and classes of D2 quality athletes, or what some would call D2 quality athletes. However, Dominican, every game, men and women's basketball, has been a team effort and team effort and team struggle. And pushing for the win has helped Dominican be as successful as we have been, which is a lot more successful than many thought we would be in the PacWest Conference, Stu. So I can definitely say I'm happy with the performance of the Penguins right now.
So far, so good. 67-63, 2:37 to go. Referee's back over the scoring table. Talking to one of our official scorers here. 67-63, fans. Now the referee retreats back into the court. And on the line is Lorraine Etchell, a 5'8" sophomore out of Healdsburg. She goes to the line. It is on the way, and it is good. And it is 67-64. She gets to go again. This one's going to come right down to the wire. Even I will say it, Josh. No doubt about it. That one goes. 67-65. Penguins by two. Clock rolls. 2.5. Can the DUs hold on for their third NC2A win? Never beat Academy. Tonight's our first opportunity to do it. On the night, a special night indeed. Here's a jumper by Michaela. Oh, no, and they give it back to Academy after the jumper by Baskerville is no good, followed up by Berlinski, out of bounds. 2:21 to go now. Penguins trail by, check it, Penguins lead by two. They are on defense, the DUs. Clock rolls, 2:12. Here's Frazier, top of the key. Low bounce pass. Michaela got in the way of it, and a whistle. And I think they're going to call it on Baskerville, and they do. And that's the 10th team foul. And that's trouble, because that sends Jessica Nolan to the line in the double bonus. Not in the process of making the shot, but now the Penguins have put him into the double digits in fouls, and that means you get to go to the line every time. And she makes the first. It's a one-point game, Josh. Penguins could use a miss and a rebound, and they don't get either. And they both go down, and it's a tie game, 67 up, 2:07. DU's led by as many as 11. High tension factor in the Conlin Center. Now the all-time scoring leader, Alicia Flatten. Left side, Flatten backs up, buckles. Wise gets a rebound and just heaves it back up there without even looking. If she'd have reset, Josh, I think the Penguins would have been in better shape. Wise had to make a split second decision. And here's Stillwell at the top of the key. Stillwell slams into Nakamura. Everybody in the house thought she traveled except the referees. Here's Etchell with a jumper. Nice block by Wise. Penguin ball. 1.5 to go. Bringing it up now is Flatten. 23 seconds to go on the shot clock. Flatten's got it. I think Flatten's calling out the play now. Flatten looking for the dribble drive. Flatten's got Etchell. Flatten picks up the screen now from Wise. 1:12 to go. 10 seconds, Wise. Right side, Kimmy. 8. They better get it back over to Flatten. Kimmy on the way. 3 ball. Oh, just short. Beats with a rebound. Big time trouble now. Penguins inside of a minute. Stillwell's got it. Tie game. 57. Stillwell goes behind the back. Stillwell goes over to the left side. Gets it up to Peets. Peets gets it down low. Jessica Nolan, 2. 49 seconds to go. Penguins trail by 2. Here comes Flatten. 45 seconds. Can Flatten do it? What does Flatten have up her sleeve, Josh? Penguins need 3. They need it in a big way. Flatten drives the left side.
picks up the whistle. 39 seconds to go. Foul is called against Lorraine Etchell. That's her third. Flatten with a chance to tie the game. Although that's not the three ball the Diaz would have liked. Here's Flatten now. Right foot toes the line. Left foot back a little bit. This one's good.
We've been talking about records all night, Stu. Flatten also holds the record that was previously held by Jennifer Fernandez for shots made from the charity stripe.
That one's good. Flatten ties it. And I'll tell you what, Josh, watching Alicia Flatten for the last 4 years, on the air with her for probably half of those points. What did she have, 14 million and eight? I think that's the final tally. Flatten, when the game is on the line and Flatten is on the stripe, you can forget about it. That is about as solid as it comes. Timeout's been called, fans. 39 seconds to go. 69-69, here's Josh.
Well, right now, Stu, is going to come down to basketball IQ. 39.6 left. It's all tied up. The Penguins are going to have to play smart basketball. Do not foul. You do not want to foul in this situation and hopefully get an opportunity to get the ball off the rebound or off the inbound and get another chance to finish the game. Otherwise, play smart enough defense, at least go into overtime.
30 seconds to go now. Clock rolls. Stillwell's got it. Academy wants that last shot, 29. Now they work it back down low. 17 on the shot clock, 25. Out there, Etchell. Etchell gets it down low, whistle, timeout. Called by Yamasaki. There's 13 seconds on the shot clock. And up on her feet is Coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers looking back and forth. Now she's consulting with Eric Nelson, her assistant. Coaching squad is up. Everybody's surrounding Coach Chambers. Down on the southern end of the court, everybody is around Coach Lindsay Yamasaki. She's assisted by Miranda Forey for Academy. Penguins, though, right here in front of the Opulent Broadcasting booth. Live from the Conlin Center, NC2A basketball broadcasting worldwide, fans. Tie game. 22 seconds to go. What does Brianna Chambers have up her sleeve? I'll tell you in 22 seconds. Here we go, fans. Academy brings it in. Stillwell's got it, 12. Left side, 10. Stillwell, dribble drive. Kick out Etchell, 7. Thinking about it. Drives in, right side, Nolan on the way. Whistle, uh-oh. Two ball goes down, and the foul. 13 and a half seconds to go. Jessica Nolan with an and one opportunity. This could be the backbreaker unless the Penguins can dig deep. Nolan on the line. The difference between two and three is gigantic. And it goes, and it's three. Penguin ball, Flatten's got it. 11 seconds. Flatten over to the right side, calls a timeout. 8 seconds to go. This is where Chambers is gonna have to make some real magic. 8 seconds to go. Chambers has the dry erase board. She has not come to talk to the team yet. The team on the bench. Josh, I think the ball's gonna go in the hands of Flatten, the all-time scoring leader, and we'll see if Flatten can finish big tonight. The best the Penguins could do here is hit the three, tie the game, go to overtime.
That's what they want to do, Stu. It's either the ball's going to go in the hands of Flatten, Berlinski, or Nakamura, the three best shooters on this women's basketball team right now. The three who've been able to make the ball shot from beyond the arc. I can also see them going in the hands of Takoi, but the Penguins need the three ball. So that's the only thing hurting them right now because the Urban Knights know what they need. They need the three ball, and the Urban Knights are going to be watching for the shooters spotting up, and they're going to be making sure to have all their defenders out on the perimeter to keep the Penguins from getting the easy bucket. It's going to be a tough one. 8 seconds left, though, Stu, can be a long time in basketball.
That's absolutely right. Now, I'm going to say this, Josh. Give it to Flatten. If anybody could make it and pick up the foul, it'd be Flatten. She'd have an opportunity to go to the line for a free throw to win it. That would be special. 72-69, Penguins trail by three. Here we go, 8 seconds to go. Baskerville's got it right in front of us. She gets into the backcourt. Flatten's got it, 7. Flatten across the timeline, 6. Flatten goes 360, 5. Flatten goes three ball to tie it. Oh, in and out.
end of the game. Flatten had the shot at it. Academy, on the night that Flatten bust through the scoring record, they got into the hands of Alicia Flatten. She lets one fly, but she was way, way outside there. I'm going to say 6-7 feet beyond the arc, Josh. And Flatten with the chance to tie it. Let it rip. It looked good all the way. But it was in and out. And the Penguin dreams for an NC2A victory tonight over their rivals, Academy of Art, dashed. An 11-point lead gone.
You hate to see that, Stu. The Penguins show dominance throughout the entire game. Just late in the second half, Academy of Art started to show some signs of life, came back. And you know what? They made the plays when they needed to. They drew the fouls when they needed. And you know what? Commendable job to Michaela Basterville. Tried to get in position to get the charge, but didn't quite get the charge. Got called for the block, and that was what did the Penguins in at the end. But throughout the whole game, I was very happy with the performance. Just couldn't finish it, and that's what's going to hurt the most for these Lady Penguins going into their next games.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's very well said. It is painful to lose one like that. Academy of Art, though, they're no slouch. That's a tough team. Fans, we have about a 19-minute break between games. Josh and I will be back with the second of tonight's NC2A doubleheader, Academy of Art. Men's team in the house, Urban Knights, against the Penguin, man. And we'll have that for you live on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for listening to the women's game here on radio.dominican.edu. We invite you to stay. Let's do a little more Indian Unsigned as we send it back to the studios. And Josh and I will be back in about 17 minutes with the pregame. We'll see you then. Radio.dominican.edu. Stepping around all your punches like, that's all you got.